He turned number 213. Let us sing. He took my burdens all away up in the third day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. And my heart joy bell ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me. Brighter the way grows every day. Walking the heavenly way. He gave me a song. A wonderful song. A wonderful song I now can sing. Praise to Him, my King. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me.
How many verses are supposed to leave? One? Okay, sing first and last then. 3:15. Okay, let's sing. I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to Him forever and look beyond the sky and live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
38. We'll sing the first and the last. All right, let's sing. Tempted and tried, where ought me to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father along will know all about it. Father along will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it. Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Number 694. To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sadness,
Number 252 in your books. 252. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going where? To see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed shall ever sleep. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body sleep in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to meet my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
I don't know, I was doing it back.
Sorry. Number 50 in our supplements. They told me to pick out another one, but I didn't know I was going immediately. Number 50. If you like to, as we sing this song, you'd stand. Almost need to stand to sing this one. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there's no need to cry. There's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore. In that land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
I've been told to lead two songs, and the second one will be 2:43. But the first one I'll sing is 5:83. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the tolls that find me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing the smooth, sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all.
Sing number 243. If for the price we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam. Free from all care, happy and bright, Jesus is there. He is the light oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee, beautiful home of the ransomed beside the crystal sea. Soon the bright homeland adorning, shall we behold the glad dawn? In the morning, trust in the night has gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam. Free from all care, happy and bright, Jesus is there. He is the light often in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee, beautiful home of the ransomed beside the grave.
We'll sing 215 first, and if I make it through there, we'll try 251. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been singing bass all the time, so if I get on bass instead of on the soprano, well, you just keep going. 215. Hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness, unto Thee I come in weakness and distress. My trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. More and more I need thy mercy and thy care. Clouds of doubt arise, and faith grows weak and small. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my prayer, O God. I need thy cleansing power. Let me feel thee near each moment of each hour. Oh, my trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. I often think of this song, and when I do, a lot of times I think of Charles Christopher. Charles used to, when he taught our class years ago, he made a point out of saying that we needed to be sure that we had a good night prayer. He said that was one of the last things he did before he went to sleep. That has stuck in my mind, and oftentimes I think, when I just, how often do we fail to pray? And this kind of backs up that urge for us and the need that we have for prayer. How long has it been? How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since you and felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burdens? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and knew would keep you long night through? How long has it been since you worked at dawn and felt that the day worth the living? Can you call Him your friend?
How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
If y'all think David needs help, you will really have to help me. Been a long time. Number one. All right, let's sing. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages flow, and try to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. First and last. All right. Beautiful robe so white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there shall come no night. Beautiful crown I wear, shining is bright over there. Yonder in mansions fair, gather us there. Beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful bride, shining so fair, beautiful mansion, bright gallows there. Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky. Thus I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures.
by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly store, beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful ground, shining so bright. Beautiful mansion, bright, gather us there.
I didn't know us, but when it took Simon's to man instead of Jeff come up and ask me.
There is beyond the air blue, oh God.
First, second, and fifth verses will be our invitation, 714. In the Roman letter, in the fifth chapter, when the Apostle Paul penned to the church of Rome, he makes a statement throughout verses 6 through 11 that stands out. Paul shows a contrast to what one was before Christ. He makes the statement in verse 6, "For when we were still without strength." That's the first thing he said. He said, at one time we were people who had no strength, or in other words, were helpless. But he said, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Then you drop down to verse 8. It said, God demonstrates his own love toward us, and while we were still sinners. There's a second time he showed what we were. And again, that's past tense, just as was verse 6. We were still helpless, and this time he said we were still sinners. And then he brings forth the truth that Christ died for us. Then you drop down to verse 10, and you see a third time he uses the past tense. He said, for if when we were enemies, he said not only were we helpless, not only were we sinners, he said we were enemies of the cross. We were enemies of the Christ. And yet then he said, we were reconciled. And that's the fourth thing. We were brought back into relationship with God. And then he makes the statement, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So Paul says, these were the things you were until God sent forth his Son to die for you. And by faith, you've been reconciled to God. And that brings up two things that we now have. Notice what he says in verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have. Now, one time we were separated from God. At one time we were helpless. At one time we were sinners. But now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And then if you go back down to verse 10, he says, we shall be saved by his life. I like that. We were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. And he said, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And then he tells us what we have. He says, you can rejoice. But you know, in verse 9, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath. Then he comes down to verse 11, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now reconciliation. Now, what did we not have before? We were helpless, sinful enemies. But now we have peace, we have reconciliation, we have hope. That's what Christ brings to the lost. And tonight, if you've never put on Christ, you can have peace, you can have reconciliation, and you can have life eternal through Jesus Christ. If you'll obey the gospel, that's the